Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Man, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
After Dust Live, I am your host, Steady J, and it is Great Tuesday. So what's up, everyone? And we got a lot of great stuff coming on today. First off, I want to go ahead and say big ups to Global Tech Mixtape Series, and of course, for being an intricate part of creating the site internationalhiphop.com, which they have is exactly what it sounds like, internationalhiphop.com. You got artists of that have all these different forms of hip hop, as well as other genres as well, and they're from around the world. So, a lot of great things on that site. Big ups to them and the artists that just own it. Including your boy Teddy J is on there as well, so y'all can check me out, man. And actually, today we're gonna have I'm real quick behind this because we have my boys ITC and J Alpha gonna be here today, and they're gonna be one of the first Latino artists on the show. And when I say that, I mean not just Latin in the sense of maybe Puerto Rican and all that stuff. Or just seeing the culture, I mean, as in the music as well. Like, I'm just real blown away by the fact that they're on the show. And one of the things I try to stress a lot to people is, when you come to this show is not hip-hop, this show is not R&B, this show is not rock, this show is not pop, this show is not whatever bubble you have to put it in as far as the genre, this show is not what that is. It is for music. And when people like J Alva and ICC come through, and like yesterday, Mike Prada too, they come through the show and bring a different style of music to the show. It's very great to see. And of course, they've had other ones along the way too, like my girl Julia McCarr, when she wrote the song out Superstar, that was pretty hot, and Kenny Lynn. All these different artists like that, they all brought a different element to the game, to the show, and I love it. I love the fact that people understand that the vision of the show is so much bigger than putting it into one bubble of genre of music. So big ups to all y'all, and big ups to the people that support it, because without y'all supporting it, it wouldn't make any sense of how we're doing it. That means that we're doing something right, so big ups to y'all, too. So before we have my boys on here, what we're going to go ahead and do, gonna go ahead and play one of these tracks. This track here is by my boy Young AJ, who said to me, my boy DJ Smells So Good, who's a great friend of mine, as well as great colleague of mine, and he supports a lot, pretty much 100% of things I do. So here we go. This is Young AJ, Running Back. Let's go.
Yeah, Young AJ, I like them girl that bite that life. She be on the block, homie, throwing out dice. It pop off, she gon' fight. If she could take a goose to the head, no ice. That's right, player, don't get mad. Your girl alright when the chick him ass. All the way live, and she go hard. And she don't see none of y'all, little old broad. And she know how to and she know how to ride. She can go long, homie, he don't get tired. Yup, that ride, I mess with her. And when I get her to the room, I'm gon' get her. My goose and little fly. I'm gonna soak my hand on your thigh and do you right all night, so don't cry. Nah, tell me what it is, how you wanna do it. We can do it anywhere, ain't nothing to it. I said, ain't nothing to it. Don't wanna get a room, we can do it in the Buick. Yes, ma'am, I go alone. Bump what you heard, little mama, I'm grown. Young AJ, this my song. Beat it up, never eat it up, I'm gone. That I saw her. I don't know why your little chick keep calling. She probably heard that the boy be ballin'. And I'm still in the club, I'm not leaving. Why go now? Ain't no reason. I'm so fly, I'm not breathing. Snatch your girl, bite those season. Duh, I'ma do me. I don't spell nothing, tell her what it's gon' be. Get it how you live it if you really won't be. I'm in Hollywood Nights with my homie Big Chief. Now I'ma take all about that.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life at Dust Live. It is your boy Steady Dre, and that was my boy Young AJ that was Running Back in a very hot track. I love it, and I love the sample they use. Very nice. Y'all know how I'm a sample junkie, so whenever I hear something like that, it gets me live. And big ups to my boy Maddie, Madison Media in the building. He's chilling in the chat room right now. And shout out to the guests that came through this chosen chat room as well. And anyone that's listening on any outside players that we have as well. And anyone listening to the archives and iTunes. So big ups to y'all. And we're going to go to our phone lines because I think that's my boys, JC, ICC, and J Alba. Let's go ahead and check it out. All right, calling you on Life at a Desk Live with your boy, Steady J. What's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up, man? How you doing? It's your boy, ICC and J-Alba. What's up?
What's up? What's up,
chilling,
y'all?
Man, chilling. We're in Brooklyn right now, so we good.
Oh, man. It reminds me when I was in Jersey, man. It's been a while since I've been up there, but it reminds me of Jersey. Yes, sir. Trenton, New Jersey.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I got a lot of family out there. We did a couple of shows in South Amboy before.
So East Coast is like, that's my furthest. I mean, I've been in Texas longer, but East Coast is like my first home. That's where it kind of built the roots for me.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah, Jersey's great, man. I love Jersey.
So as far as, man, first of all, man, we gotta go and get into it, man. We're gonna ask the very grand question, which is, who is ICC and Jay Alba? Who are they?
That's me, ICC. I'm here, and he's Jay Alba.
And who are y'all, man? For those that don't know, like, how did y'all get started? First off,
well, we're actually upcoming Latin duo. We were solo artists before. Right now we teamed up as a team to get working on an album. We had a project get set together since, you know, ICC is a music producer himself, so he had this project in mind that he wanted to get, you know, out there. So he was finding for an artist to join him to do a duo project. So I guess, you know, somehow Destiny linked us up, and, you know, we started on this album. It took us 7 months to record it, and we actually just finished the whole album right now. So, you know, we had our first show like 2 weeks ago, where we won first place over there in Sullivan Hall. Shout out to them. And, you know, we infusing, you know, tropical beats with the whole Latin scene, but also we also have English music, which, you know, we're both places right now. So, you know, we're trying to do our thing in English and Spanish, you know, try to different it up, and hopefully it'll work out for us.
Definitely. Obviously, our channel, go check out your fan page a lot and go listen to your music. And I was there jamming it, man. I think the separate key like three times. I just had the music just playing. And it was crazy to have my surround sound on this too. So I know my neighbors are like, oh my God, what is he listening to over and over?
Yeah, we be blasting some of our songs, and they're like, hey, can you turn it down a notch? You're like, all right, cool, no problem.
But now that's down by the sea. But that's like my payback for when they always blast their music. So I'm like, y'all can do it. Just know when the time's when you play mine. Oh, it's going to be sky high.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
But most definitely, man, like, that's y'all music, man. Y'all, like you said, y'all trying to, when it comes to y'all music, y'all have a fusion of English and Spanish into it. And, you know, one of the things is, like, I was wondering, how do y'all find an effective way of doing that, fusing both English music and Spanish music and making it work and making it appealing to both crowds?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what? It's kind of, you know, in a way, it's kind of, you know, it's the artist being comfortable with it. Because the thing is, like, you know, sometimes you're, you know, born and raised in the whole Latin community and you're out of this. But then, you know, you go to school. Let's just say you go to school as a child and everything. You get, you know, you're like, they say New York is the melting pot. So, you know, you meet all these different genres. And I think it's going from there. And, you know, I feel like it's very important for everybody to, you know, to really dig into your roots and see exactly where you come from. And then, you know, if everybody's doing something right now, and, you know, me and ICC took it upon ourselves to actually mix everything that's going on to represent us and to represent New York as a whole. So, you know, it gets kind of tricky because you're like, you know, a lot of people don't know what we're saying in Spanish. And they're like, but they know what we're saying in English. And then, you know, it's vice versa. A lot of Spanish people don't know what we're saying in Spanish, and then other people don't know what we're saying in English. So what we do is, like, you know, we introduce ourselves always in Spanish and English, so, you know, the crowd can know exactly what's going on. And it's funny because when we actually do perform in these places, the people that don't know Spanish, they're still trying to sing to our stuff, and the people that don't know English, they're still going too. So, you know, it kind of works out. You know, it's kind of tricky that it works out.
And that's the thing I like about music, like that. And, like, I always tell people, like I said yesterday, music for me is like a journey, and I like to have it make me travel all these different places to listen to different genres. That's what genres mean to me. They're like different trips. And just like listening to y'all stuff, like when you get a chance to listen to Spanish music, it kind of helps you get in touch to kind of learn Spanish in a sense, because music is where you learn a lot of things through music. So that's the best way for us to learn sometimes is the music.
Definitely.
All right, so as far as, like they were going, so going fast and forward, like, you know, like y'all infuse y'all music with all these different genres, which is very great, because I always tell people, don't pigeonhole yourself. But also as well, as far as, like, when y'all came into y'all careers and whatnot, as far as, like, make sure y'all match up with the right people, how do y'all find an effective way of networking with people?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What was it that you said?
I was saying, how do y'all find an effective way to network with people? Because a lot of people don't realize how key that is to network.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, us in a way, what it is also is that sometimes, you know, the people that come and see us, like our past performances, you know, they have been showcases, so we are able to network in a very good environment or whatever. So what we do is this, like, you know, we have our manager on our team too that actually talks out for us. But at times it gets hard because they're like, you know what? All right, what type of music you do or whatever. And when we tell them, they're like, well, we actually only work with, you know, English music at the time. So, you know, they're like, you know, this whole English and Spanish is kind of new to us. So, you know, it'll take us a while to actually see what they want to do. I find myself that everybody we network with at a certain point kind of gets confused. But I think that that works us as an advantage because, you know, right now it's such a big thing that for an artist to be unique and for an artist to have its own style and, you know, for an artist not to be doing exactly what the other artist is doing because, you know, I don't see how that links up. So, you know, I think it gets kind of tough to network, but, you know, we still do it. Like, you know, there's so much tasks that we've been through already that we've overcome and actually gained a lot of experience from. So I think we're doing pretty good at the moment.
And, I mean, this like I said, y'all music proves what y'all just said. It kind of lays that forefront. And also, man, like, how did y'all run into Elevator Scott? I know that's a crazy thing there. You know, it's always a crazy story hearing how everyone meets with him. How does that actually run into him?
Well, actually, our manager, she had known him from, like, I guess a couple contacts that she had, and what we did is that he heard our stuff, and, you know, we had a meet with him, which I know he's, you know, he's a well-known name right now. Like, he has the whole global thing going on, international hip-hop and all that, and we find ourselves international being such a big word to us because, you know, it's like when we saw that, we're like, you know what, it's not just here. It's not just in New York. It's everywhere. So it's every country mixed together. And I feel that that international word brings a lot of ICC and Giallo because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to mix, you know, a little bit, all the good from everywhere. So, you know, we linked up to him and he actually, you know, had a plan for us. He's like, you know what, I think I could work with you guys. And from there, it's been great. Ever since we've been with Elevator Scott, you know, it's been really big for us. He's been doing a lot of promotion for us and everything. And I've checked out his stuff, and everybody has checked out his stuff. And, you know, he's, like I tell him, I'm like, yo, you're a social genius.
I still laugh because very first, like, he really, like you say, he's a social genius. Like, very first time I met him was in Well, Chad, this was crazy, and you know, he was in the studio, which I don't know. So that already tells me, come on, people, how are y'all not taking this dude seriously? He's actually truly doing something in the studio, and people were like, he was like asking people, he was like networking with people, and people were like taking him like, oh, this guy's a joke, yada yada yada, and I'm one of the ones that were like being serious, and then they come to find out. You know, he's doing all this stuff, and that's before he even started internationalhiphop.com. He launched it just pretty much put the forefront, letting everybody know who Elevator Scott is. So I'm glad that he's doing it big because I wouldn't even got put down with y'all had it not been for him. And I appreciate y'all, too, because y'all making, like I said, with international stuff, y'all making a great forefront for letting people know that this, remind people that this show was never a specific genre, and that's until the day this show dies and lives or whatnot, is never going to be hip hop, R&B, Latin, country. It's never going to be one genre. I never want to pigeonhole myself on that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I find that to be very important because, you know, closing yourself to genres is actually just
limiting yourself to what you could possibly become and what you could possibly do. That's why, you know, everybody that, you know, that we link up with that tells us, you know, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this. Like, you know, Elevator Scott himself, he's told us, he's like, yo, you know what? I normally don't work with Latin artists, but you know what? I'm going to take it upon myself to make this work. And, you know, I feel that when people do that is when people that actually want to do something with their careers, because you're always expanding and you don't care what task is coming for you. Or even if you don't speak that language, you're still going to try to do what you could possibly do to get those people out there and to get yourself out there in a whole different market. So, you know, I find that very important, and I think that's such a huge thing, to not stick to your comfort zone, to always, you know, try to go out of your comfort zone and try to do something big, you know, bigger than you, you know, already imagined and stuff.
Most definitely, man. Well, actually, what we're going to do, we're going to go for a quick break, and then when you come back, I'm going to ask my usual crazy questions, so y'all be on your toes, my crazy questions of the day. And
no problem,
actually,
no problem.
This track here we got for y'all is insane, and this is actually one of my, this is probably my favorite one. Next to Mamacita is number two. That's my second favorite.
Well, you can relate to it somehow.
So here we go, y'all. This is insane, and we'll be right back on Life at Dust Live with the great J Alva and the great ICC. Welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dust Live. That was Insane by ICC J Alva.
Yes.
And then, I mean, I'm pretty sure, man, you always get a bunch of ladies always trying to get y'all to sing for them, man. So,
you know what? I try to do. I try
to
not even say I'm a singer, because once you say, you're like, oh, I'm a singer, oh, can you sing something for us real quick? And I'm like, and you know what? I always get caught in that one.
You're going to end up taking somebody, man. You're going to end up taking somebody, a woman, man. You got to be careful, man. They're like, oh, my God, I'm leaving him.
It's happened, man. It's happened. I laughed. It was funny. We were trying to bring the you know, there was females there, whatever. They were trying to come up to the stage and stuff. So we were like, you know, that was my first pull up. I'ma call it, because you know, usually when they pull up the females on stage and stuff. So we got first one of those. So I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, I lifted her up or whatever. So it's getting crazier. Every show gets crazier.
And that's the thing, too. See, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to elevate itself. So big ups to y'all on that. I've seen the show. We would be pulling them up. They start giving out lap dances or something. I'm like, whoa. You start doing some crazy stuff at some shows. Yeah, watch it. So, you know, that being said, before we go into our crazy question of the day, you know, I already know I'm about to request. You got to give us, let's see, I got to give it a time limit versus lines. You got to give me a straight 20 seconds of singing. No, 15 seconds of singing. There you go.
Wait,
I can fill up right now to dome.
You said you wanted to do a crazy 20 seconds?
Yeah.
It could be anything we want, right?
It could be anything you want.
Okay, you start, Alva.
All right, going to bomb.
Girl, from the first time I met you, yo nunca tuve las ganas de decirte. Girl, I tried to tell you one, and everything I did was for you. Todo lo que hago, lo hago por ti. Y siempre en mi mente te llevaré. Baby, please come back to me. Baby, please come back to me.
There we go.
You better go back to her, girl. You heard him? Oh, man.
That's a little beat.
All right.
Yeah, that's some of the mixing we do. That's an upcoming song. I'm going to write those lyrics now right quick.
All right, go ahead. You know, y'all can just go back and hit the, y'all can go back and hit the play button of the show and go, okay, that's how I did it on that part.
Yeah, I have this recorded to make sure. That happens to me so much. Sometimes I'm like even on the subway here in New York, and I'm going through, and I'm just like, I think of these crazy lyrics, and I'm like, yo. And then when I try to write them down, I forget them, and I'm like, that could have been a hit song right there.
Exactly. It's always that case, man. You never know. Some of the hot records are like the ones you least expect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my crazy question of the day is going to be, as far as each of y'all, I want to hear from each of y'all, what's like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to y'all?
Most embarrassing?
Yep.
I don't even got to think about this one, because this story, I think it tops it. Well, this is what happened. I actually was auditioning for American Idol last season. And we were out there for like 3 days, so, you know, just camping out, you know, waiting for your chance to get into the stadium or whatever. So, you know, you're outside in a parking lot, and, you know, they have like a couple like bathrooms and stuff or whatever, but, you know, you go, it was 1 hour left till the doors open, so, you know, nobody wants to move. So they were calling us in, they gave me a number, I was like number 19 on the list. And they're like, nobody moved from here, but I really had to use the bathroom. And I'm like, you know, we've been out there 3 days, and I didn't want to move from my spot, because I'm like, no, I can't move, I'm going to miss my spot. So they actually were up to like number 17, and I couldn't hold it. Luckily, I didn't have to, you know, do number, you know, they call it number 2 or nothing. I just had to, I don't want to be rude on here, but I had to take a piss. So I'm like, oh, my God. So they were up to number 17, and they're like, all right, number 18, get ready in 5 minutes. But I couldn't hold it anymore. But I refused to move from the line, because I'm like, you know what? I can't miss this opportunity. So I actually went, I hold it, like I went inside, and the lady's registering me. And she's like, all right, you know, here's the papers or whatever. So she gives me the number, and I ask her, I mean, you know that they have a bathroom here? And she's like, oh, you're going to have to actually take a right, then go down, take a left, and I'm like, you know what, that's it. And I actually, luckily there was nothing there, and I had extra clothes. Like, I tried to go for the bathroom, and I didn't make it. So
oh.
It was bad because there was news, the media just got there, and there's a huge line for the bathroom, and it was so crazy. My pants were, like, soaked, and then everyone's like, man, what happened here? I'm like, no, nothing. I spilled a drink on me. I tried to play it off like that, but I literally had, like, 2 minutes to change into different pants and then run to the stadium to actually audition for the producers. So it was crazy. That's the craziest, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me is right there, man.
Wow.
And I'm going to hold, yes. It was crazy. And I think that affected my audition because, one, I was out of breath because I was in the top of, I was, like, row Z, which is all the way on the top, and then I had to audition all the way in the bottom floor. So on top of that, I just changed, like, rushing. I had to run all them steps, and when I finally got there, I step online, and they're like, all right, you're next. So I was just like, and I actually made it past the producers, but when we got to the second round, you know, we put American Idol on blast on DTF Radio for that, but, you know, a couple stuff happened after that that weren't that cool.
Yeah, because they should have had, like, some some outhouses or something. Good God.
Yeah, no, these people are no joke, man. They're no joke. And if you weren't there, then you skip your audition, get skipped, and you have to come back, you know, next season or whatever. So it was really bad. That was really bad because everyone was asking me, like, you know, the media's there. So they're like, sir, do you want to interview, sir? And they're asking people for interviews, and I'm like, I can't, please, don't put me on camera. I have to go. And they're probably like, wow, what's wrong with this man? But luckily, I brought extra clothes, and I would audition with American Idol with wet pants.
Well, you know what? I think that experience in the end it actually helped you grow because it proved that you're willing to grind and do whatever it takes to make this happen. So the fact that you did that kind of says something about your grind. That says something to the listeners right now about your grind, about how serious you are about your music.
Exactly. I wasn't letting nothing stop me right there. I mean, we camped, just camping out 3 days, and it was cold because, you know, it gets really cold over here. And, you know, to actually sit there and, you know, you meet a lot of friends. Like, that's what I tell everybody, the experience is awesome, but, you know, it takes a lot out of a person. Like, they really test you to see if you really want it or not because it took a lot to just sit there throughout 3 days, 24 hours each day, just, you know, sitting there doing nothing. So, you know, it really helps you grow as an artist, though, and I'll always go. Like, so I've gone to the auditions, you know, sometimes I already know how it goes down, but the reason I go is just to live it because, you know, you live a lot in those American Idol auditions, and it really honestly helps you grow as an artist.
Well, definitely. It's good to have somebody's inside take on that because, you know, there's people that always say, oh, I don't want to go to American Idol audition, but I haven't went and this, that, and the other. But them hearing from somebody, you know, breaking it down like this, they understand it's not easy. People think it's so much easy, like the way it looks on TV is that simple.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't mind. Yeah, not that simple.
No, actually, it isn't. Like, I mean, you have to pass, like, 12 rounds before you even get to the actual judges. So, you know, it's just producers. You got to say your life story. You got to say everything to see if you're capable and interesting enough to be on the show. So, you know, I give shout-outs to everybody that's listening, that's ever auditioned for any of these, you know, competitions. And, you know, it takes a lot, but you know what? At the end of the day, you go home. You don't go home empty-handed because, you know, you go home with so much more experience, so much more approach on things, and such a different, you know, mindset that it really helps you grow as an artist.
Oh, definitely. All right, well, okay, so, all right, so let's hear the other side. Let's hear what your most embarrassing moment is. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Alba? Skia?
I see you kidding, sorry, too. They want to know your most embarrassing moment.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my most embarrassing moments was when I have a meeting in A&R. I was waiting outside, and a bird shed on me. Yeah, that was the most embarrassing. Oh, man, I couldn't believe that.
That's crazy. Now people see why I freak out around birds. Now people understand why, because it's obvious when you got the most, you got to do something
that
important.
It was good luck, but I don't think so.
We're actually about to go in, and the bird just, we sat on the bottom of a tree. We had an A&R meeting, and we actually sat on the bottom of this tree that we thought was under the shade, and when we least expected, the bird is right on top of him, and it was crazy. It was crazy. We had to run to the bathroom after to try to take it off, and it wasn't even coming off, but we stuck it through. We set it up, and we still did that A&R meeting, so, you know, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, that was awesome. And Bart, it's the thing.
Now, as I say, people always think I'm crazy because I start getting real angry and one just like when I see a bird, I want to throw like a rock at him to get away from me, not necessarily to harm him, to scare him away. Because what y'all talking about now? Because I got crapped on before and I didn't even know especially you got crapped on. That's even worse.
Yeah, that's when you're walking around, they're like, "Oh, sir, you have bird stuff droppings on you."
Yeah, but it was big because I felt it. They have in my bag something fell on my bag, and I saw the bird. Oh wow, I couldn't believe it.
I know somebody saw mine and said, "What's that leash thing you have on your shirt?"
Yeah,
you know. Hey, it was wash day and actually messed up a little bit.
That's crazy. That's another way they could tell that we're serious about it. So we stuck it through, we tried to clean it up, and we continue for our meeting.
Man, as far as, man, as you come to a close, man, let everyone know as far as, like, how they can check out all y'all music, man.
Definitely. I mean, you know, you guys, you can actually go on from Facebook. If you search ICC and J Alba, our fan page will come out on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at ICC J Alba, just written like that. You know, the ICC J A L V A. You can check our YouTube at ICC J Alba TV. You could also go on iTunes and search Gritar y Llorar, which is our single, our Spanish single. You could also just type in ICC on iTunes, and you can find our single there. You could preview it. It's $1.29. Buy it if you can. If you can't, then just wait for the free version like I do. No, just kidding. If you could, just buy it, support us. You know, we do this as ourselves, and we also, you know, we have our website actually launching in a few. We have our EP coming soon, and, you know, there's a lot going on for us right now. So, you know, keep that name in mind, ICC and J Alba, whether you want to say it in Spanish or English, you know, both genres, you're going to meet us somehow one day. I encourage everybody that's in the New York area, we're going to be live on Saturday for the Davidson Walk Fest in the Bronx. You can actually check the flyer out on Facebook and on our Twitter. We have the link also. Check us out this Saturday. We're going to be live. There's going to be like a whole showcase going on over there. So shout out to that. And we have a lot coming for us right now. You know, for all our Latin people that are listening, we actually have an event on August 12th with a very well-known Spanish club, which is called Club Noa Noa. So if anybody knows about that, you know, check us out. We're going to be live over there, too. And those are all our social. If you're lazy, you want to go on Google, just Google ICC J Alba, and all our links will come out there.
No, you're not going to. No, it's not going to have their address on there, guys. So don't even try it. Oh, man. Well, most definitely, man. Once again, man, I thank y'all, man, for coming on to the show. And like I said, I just y'all were fun, and you know, it's always, I always love it when the artist is able to share like an embarrassing moment or whatnot, because it shows that at the end of the day, heck, we, you know, even though y'all doing it big or whatnot, y'all still people at the end of the day, y'all still fun and funny things still happen to y'all.
Exactly, man. Always, you know, we try to. You know, there is a lot. You know, thanks to God that looks over us and our group. That, you know, there is a lot coming towards us. There's a lot coming, you know, a lot of things that are, we would never imagine happening to us at the moment. So, but you know what, at the end of the day, we're a normal human being like everybody else, and we're always kept it true like that. We never, you know, we never are the type of artist to be like, oh, you know, we can't do this or we can't do that. We always keep it real, because at the end of the day, everybody strives for the same thing, and, you know, we always make sure we keep it like, you know, we're not artists, we're just regular people. And I think that's such a big factor nowadays.
Well, definitely, man. Well, as we get ready to come to a close, I want to remind everyone, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to three different places. You can either go to iTunes, go type in iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live. Look for ICC and J Alva. You'll see that. You can download it for free. So it's free. You're on iTunes anyway. You might as well download it and enjoy that story. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can go to the Dust Spot at DUSKSPOT.com and follow your boy on Twitter at SettyJ Dusk. And once again, thank you guys.
Following, thank you very much for having us, man. Like, you know, it was, you know, I like also, like you said, I like the whole thing. You know, you were cool. You're not a, just a regular announcer. You know, you got a lot of stuff in there, and, you know, we'll be here anytime. So thank you very much for having us.
Most definitely, man. When I come to the area, I definitely will be hitting y'all up.
No problem, man. We'll be waiting. A VIP pass.
And of course, if you come down here, most definitely y'all got a VIP pass down here, too.
No problem, man. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right, y'all. We are out. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, where there's a J, or there's a J Alva, or where there's an ICC, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live. We'll see y'all tomorrow for the late night hump day special. Oh, Lord. So y'all be buckle y'all seatbelts.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, man.